From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Today on the program, a conversation with sports journalist Julie DeCaro on how sexism pervades all levels of sports, from the locker room to the field to the press box. Her new book is Sidelined: Sports, Culture, and Being a Woman in America. That's coming up later this hour. But first, March Madness is returning for the first time in 2 years. Last year's NCAA basketball tournaments were canceled on account of the pandemic. This year, there are 4 Illinois teams playing in the tournaments, 2 from the men's side and 2 from the women's. For the men, the University of Illinois has perhaps their strongest team since 2005 when they advanced to the national championship game. Ranked number 2 nationally and with a number 1 seed in the tournament, the Fighting Illini are led by USA Today National Player of the Year Ayo Dosunmu and play 16-seeded Drexel tomorrow. Up in Chicago, the 8th-seeded Loyola Ramblers square off against 9-seed Georgia Tech. If both Loyola Chicago and the Illini win their first matchups, they would face off in an all-Illinois showdown this weekend. On the women's side, the Northwestern Wildcats advanced to the tournament for the first time since 2015. The number 7 seed is set to face off against number 10 UCF on Monday. And for the Bradley women's team, it was a year of firsts. They won the Missouri Valley Conference Championship for the first time and advanced to their first NCAA tournament in school history. The number 11-seeded Braves are set to face number 6 Texas on Monday. Joining us now to talk about these teams are 3 student reporters from around Illinois. Gavin Good is a University of Illinois sports beat reporter for the Peoria Journal-Star and a journalism grad student at the U of I in Urbana-Champaign. Hello, Gavin. Welcome to the 21st.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me on. It's great to be here.
We're also joined by Sky Swan, who's a freshman journalism student at Northwestern University and sports writer for the Daily Northwestern, covering the women's basketball team. Hello, Sky. Thanks for coming on the program today.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
And finally, Joey Wright is assistant sports editor at the Bradley Scout and a junior at Bradley University. Hello, Joey, and welcome to you as well on the 21st.
Hi, Brian, and it's good to be here this morning.
Listeners, we want to invite you to join the conversation. Are you going to be watching March Madness? Do you have any predictions about one of these Illinois teams or maybe a question for one of our reporters on the panel today? Give us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. You can also always tweet us at 21st Show. Gavin, I'm going to start with you because probably the biggest story in Illinois college basketball is the U of I team. Just how good are they this year?
Well, historically good. You know, this is definitely the best Illinois basketball team there's been since, you know, the 2004-2005 team made a run all the way to the national championship and lost to North Carolina. You mentioned Ayo Dosunmu. He is one of the greatest Illinois basketball players in a long line of great Illinois basketball players. He's proving himself to be an all-timer. And as you said, he's the USA Today National Player of the Year, first player in school history to do that, I believe. And, you know, this is a team that's won 14 out of its last 15 games, coming off a Big Ten tournament title and getting that one seed. You know, this is a very fun and special Illini team to watch. And certainly there are very big expectations for them heading into this tournament right now.
Yeah. So about those star players, right? You have Ayo Dosunmu, who is the USA Today National Player of the Year, and Kofi Coburn. For someone who hasn't been following the team all year, what can people expect to see when they watch these two play?
Yeah, well, you can expect to see a lot of alley-oop slam dunks, literally from Ayo to Kofi. Ayo can do it all. He's a guard. He's 6'5", so he's got a lot of size as well, but he's really really fast. He can shoot the ball from anywhere, but he's such a playmaker. He's so good at creating opportunities for his teammates, including often Kofi Coburn, who's a 7-foot center, who is just absolutely dominant in the post inside. He's really, really tough to defend. Most teams don't have the capabilities inside to deal with him. And then, you know, Illinois is really good just besides these two guys too. You know, they've got Trent Frazier, a senior guard, and DeMonte Williams, another senior guard, who are role players who both do, you know, a little bit of their own things. They've got some exciting young players, and Andre Curbelo, who's another electric guard, who is really good at creating opportunities for his teammates as well. And then Adam Miller, another guy who's a freshman and he's from Peoria locally as well. So they've got a lot of exciting playmakers to watch. They're a team that's playing with so much confidence, led by Coach Brad Underwood. And it starts from the top. You know, Illinois has really just been bossing it up in recent weeks. And, you know, I think that their draw is a little tough here, especially as we'll talk about them possibly coming up against Loyola really early in the tournament. But I think that there's a lot of reasons for people to tune in and watch this fun team. They're pretty electric. They also play good defense as well.
Yeah, all right, let's come back to that, Loyola. We'll put a pin in that for now. Sky Swan, I want to bring you into the conversation. You're covering the Northwestern Wildcats for the Daily Northwestern paper. What can you tell us about this team?
I mean, this team has just come back from a lot last season, going, you know, getting canceled for March Madness. They really have a lot of unfinished business, and they've been putting it on the court every single game with junior guard Veronica Burton and senior guard Lindsay Pulliam. They've been a defensive powerhouse with their known blizzard defense and really the zone that they play against any opponent. And with their offensive shooting, it's been just dynamic. Once they get going, they cannot be stopped, and it'll be exciting to watch them play.
Yeah, you recently wrote a story about Lindsay Pulliam. What more can you tell us about her? What makes her such a great player?
Not only is she a shooting just her signature jumper, but she is just a presence on the court. Whether she's assisting, giving it to her teammates, or on defense, she is a true leader on the court, and all the players on the team look to her. And she, you know, when you give her the ball, she's going to get it done for the team and make a play for her teammates.
All right, Joey, I want to bring you into the conversation. Joey Wright, you cover the Bradley Braves women's team, and this is their first NCAA appearance. Can you talk a little bit about their path to their first conference tournament win and tournament?
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. And it kind of going off a similar point to the ones Guy just made, it really started last year, I think, with it was the 45th team in Bradley history last year, Squad 45, as they called themselves. And they thought that they had a chance to win the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. Of course, that was wiped out by the pandemic, of course, when we were still in our early stages of it. And that really it put a chip on the shoulder of everyone who came back. And Bradley's got a really deep roster. Gabby Hawk is a senior. She's probably one of the most consistent players in the MVC. Alicia Petrie, explosive kind of scorer. So they had a lot of returning pieces from last year's team that kind of fed off that hunger and fed off the energy, the negative energy, shall we say, of losing that tournament. And it's a big deal for Bradley. You know, head coach Andrea Gorski played here, played in the early 90s. She's an alum, and she kind of knows what that long stretch of not raising a banner felt like. And so they really came into this season motivated. And I think that has really, really showed itself the last couple of weeks.
Listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about the NCAA tournament with three reporters who cover three of the four Illinois teams that are going to be in there. We're speaking with Gavin Good, who covers U of I sports for the Peoria Journal-Star, Sky Swan, who covers the Northwestern women's basketball team for the Daily Northwestern paper, and Joey Wright, who is assistant sports editor and covers the Bradley women's basketball team for their paper, the Bradley Scout. If you want to join our conversation, 800-222-9455. Gavin, can you talk about COVID-19 and the tournament briefly? What can you say about the rules, precautions? How is this tournament going forward this year, and how would it be different than, you know, say the 2019 tournament?
Yeah, well, for starters, you know, they're all in one site basically. So the entire men's NCAA tournament is taking place in Indianapolis and some several sites in Indiana around Indianapolis, including Bloomington and West Lafayette, where Purdue and Indiana are hosting some games, as well as Butler in Indianapolis. Butler and IUPUI are hosting games. Players are pretty much confined to team hotels, where, you know, everybody is kind of getting their own setup going. So Illinois, for example, they're all in the Marriott, and they have like a team meeting room, which doubles as, you know, literally a hangout place and practice place, even where they brought their Peloton bikes, they brought a basketball hoop down there. You know, teams are getting creative and trying to do whatever they can to pass the time and not have to go out, so they don't risk contracting COVID. There have actually been some positive tests already in the NCAA tournament bubble. There was a group of referees that had to be scratched from the tournament because of some positive tests after they went out to eat. So it's certainly a very strange and unique setup. They're allowing some fans at a limited capacity at the venues, varying from about 10% to 20% capacity. So it's a very interesting situation. Some players have even publicly spoken out about being unpleased with the situation and are using the hashtag not NCAA property to advocate for more rights, especially to their name, image, and likeness, which is another ongoing fight. So it's a very interesting multifaceted situation going on in the semi sort of bubble they've concocted in Indianapolis.
Yeah, no, that's an important conversation. We've talked about that on the show before, about whether athletes should be paid. There's legislation. In fact, the new speaker of the Illinois House has sponsored legislation allowing athletes in Illinois to use their, or to profit from their own likeness in a way that they're prohibited from doing now. But we will come back to that conversation another day. Gavin, you teased this a few minutes ago about Illinois probably not going to have much trouble facing a number 16 or a 16 seed in the first round. But there is a chance if both U of I and Loyola Chicago win their first games that they're going to be fighting. And we're not going to have two Illinois teams in the Sweet 16 on the men's side. What can you tell us about the Loyola team?
Well, Loyola is really good. And you know, I haven't seen them as much as I would have liked to this season, but they've got two really good players in Lucas Williamson and Cameron Crutwig, certainly guys who could give Illinois a lot of problems. I do expect Loyola to get through their first round matchup against Georgia Tech as well. Georgia Tech's going to be without SEC player or ACC player of the year, Moses Wright, for that game. And Loyola is really experienced. They're a team that plays fantastic defense and knows how to wear opponents down. Crutwig is a very hard guy to defend at 6'9". He's pretty mobile. And in Coburn, you know, there's a big size difference with him. It'll be interesting to see if they do play Illinois, if both of them take care of business in the first round, how Illinois will go about dealing with Crutwig. Certainly, I don't think Illinois fans were hoping for a team like Loyola, especially after the Ramblers made their magical run to the Final Four in 2018.
Yeah. Side note, I did see a story the other day that Sister Jean, who is sort of a cheering squad for the Loyola team, has been cleared to go to the tournament. I believe she's 101 years old now. Sky, number 7 seeded Northwestern, draws number 10 UCF in the first round. How do you rate their chances there?
I think NU has a good chance of making it past the UCF team and going to play Louisville in the next round. I really think in the Big Ten tournament, although they lost to Maryland, they had a great performance against Michigan, shutting down Naz Hillman throughout the game. And I know if Veronica Burton, like I mentioned before, and Pulliam are on their game, they're going to be a shooting firehouse and it can't be stopped and will be good against UCF.
And Joey, the Bradley Braves are the only sort of, based on seeding, underdog in the tournament from Illinois this year. They're playing number 5 Texas in the first round. Do they have a shot at an upset?
No, Brian, I certainly think they do. I saw a stat the other day that 11 seeds in the first round of the NCAA women's tournament are 4-4 in their last 8, if I'm correct. And 3 of those teams have gone on to the Sweet 16. So I certainly think they have a chance. They've peaked at the right time. I asked Bradley head coach Andrew Yagorski after they won the conference tournament on Sunday. I said, was there kind of any defining moment this season that, you know, I know this has been a goal and what you guys have been chasing this season, a conference title, but is there any one moment that kind of led you to believe it's a reality? And she told me no. She told me that she thinks she's got a team that's really just built for the postseason and can make a little run. So tough draw against Texas. Texas has a really deep lineup. They've got 4 starters who average at least 10 points per game, and they're led by the likely number 1 pick in the WNBA, Charlie Collier, that is, for the Longhorns. So that's going to be a tough matchup. It's going to be key to stop her. She's a post player, can really score down low. So Bradley's bigs will have to step up. But I certainly think they've peaked at the right time. Laisha Petrie and Gabby Hawk, 2 very explosive scorers. You know, they can score from the perimeter. They can score down low. So I really think that they do have a chance against the Longhorns in round 1.
All right, just about a minute left in our segment, so this is going to have to be quick. I wonder if I still need to finish filling out my bracket for the Illinois Public Media. Gavin, who do you think, if you're willing to say, could win it all in the men's tournament? Who should I put at the top of my men's bracket?
Well, real quick, and I swear this isn't biased, I like Illinois to win it all. Wow. I also think Gonzaga would be a good pick on the other side. But just looking at the way they've been playing and the roster coming in, I really think Illinois could run the table here.
Wow. All right. You heard it here. Sky, same question to you. Who do you think has the best shot at winning it all on the women's tournament?
Well, of course, I might be a little biased and vote for Northwestern, but I do think South Carolina has a good chance, and also Maryland could really take it this year.
Okay, great. And Joey, what about you on the women's tournament?
You know, I'll throw in a word for the Bradley Braves, right? But I'm excited to see what UConn and Paige Beckers can do. Paige Beckers is one of the best freshmen in the country. She'll run into another talented freshman in Iowa, and I blank on the name, likely at some point. But I would probably pick UConn right now if I had to fill my bracket out.
Joey Wright is assistant sports editor at the Bradley Scout. Sky Swan is a sports writer at the Daily Northwestern. And Gavin Good is a UIUC sports beat reporter at the Peoria Journal Star. They are covering the teams Illinois, Loyola Chicago, who are going to be in the NCAA men's tournament this weekend, and Northwestern and Bradley on the women's tournament. Thank you all so much for being here with me today on the 21st. And coming up after a short break, we're going to be speaking with sports journalist Julie DeCaro on how sexism pervades all levels of sports, from the basketball court to the broadcast booth. Her new book is Sidelined: Sports, Culture, and Being a Woman in America. That's just after a short break. Stay with us.